Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so. And we're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific through the end of the hour. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the Final Four is set. If you had San Diego State, if you had Florida Atlantic, if you had Miami and UConn in your Final Four, congratulations, you don't exist. Nobody had that. I don't want to hear anybody who claims that they did, and if you say that you did, you are a full-blown liar. So there's going to be a lot of photoshopping being done out there. Just call it what it is. I don't even know where we're going to finish in our bracket challenge. I know that
I'm going to win.
You think you're going to win?
Now, after everything that's taken place, even though I don't have the finalists, I still think mine is just not as bad as all the other people.
Yeah, well, I had
given. What's the current rankings, Lee?
Yeah, we'll effort that.
Yeah, let's effort that.
Yeah, I had Gonzaga to win the national championship.
Why?
I don't know.
They always land eggs.
I know. I don't know.
That's like the one thing you can bet on.
I know. I just thought, well, this would be the year. It's been a weird college basketball year. I thought this would be appropriate. Gonzaga will get it done. And then they get to the Elite Eight and they play UConn and just get pistol whipped. I mean,
yeah.
Destroyed.
Well, at least you didn't bet on a one seed that lost to a 16 seed.
You know? Oh, that's right. You had Purdue,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. More like Purdue.
Purdue.
What is with Purdue? By the way, let's just talk about that game real quick. Did you ever get the feeling that Purdue was going to win that game? I didn't.
No.
They were awful. And they got, you know, the guy who plays like Yao Ming, Zach Edey. Yeah, who just for whatever reason didn't touch the ball for the final 9 minutes of the game or whatever it was. Just didn't score for like the last half of the second
I'm
half.
I'm a rookie.
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh. Say that again. You say, huh?
I'm a rookie.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
What did he say?
Oh, man.
I'm a rookie.
What did he say? I don't know what he said.
That's I believe that was Yao Ming saying, I'm a rookie.
I thought that's what he said.
Yeah.
I'm a rookie.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so, there it is. Now I can hear it now that you've said it.
We have a ton of Yao Ming drops in the system. So, yeah, there's that one and then only that one.
That's amazing. The amazing name, by the way.
Yao Ming. Let's go live to our I Have an Update on the atrocious bracket standings insider lead to laugh at the latest.
Yeah, it is not pretty whatsoever, you guys. Jonas and LeVar, you guys are tied for eighth place.
Oh,
yeah, right.
So just a heads up on that. And unfortunately, Brady, I'm sorry to say you are in last place for the hosts.
What do you mean?
Dang.
No, he's
well,
not.
Yeah. How am I not? I picked the number one seed that got bounced in the first round.
I mean, I did too, though. I picked Arizona to win it. They got bounced.
Okay. Well, listen.
Yeah. Tied for eighth with Jonas. That is, I mean, we're close. I don't like being that close.
Why not?
How many hosts are there?
Come on, Vincent. We can't be close.
Is there like 10?
Is it 10?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's about 26,
28. Yeah. So I'm 28th.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, but
that
you know
correct.
What? Hey, Brady, you know what, though?
Thank you.
Notre Dame.
If you're going to lose bad, man.
Yeah, right? Go big with it.
Yeah, but
go big or go home.
Yeah, but Notre Dame does have a new basketball coach, Brady. So there's that.
Oh, come on. Wow. It's too soon.
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Too soon.
Why are you trying to do that?
What's the problem?
Why are you trying to do that?
Too soon.
What?
That's. Yeah.
Notre Dame's got a new basketball coach. I don't understand what the issue is.
Yeah, you could take a walk or I'm going to body slam you. One of the two.
I'm sorry, Benson.
I'm sorry, Denson!
Oh, man. So there was a little bit of controversy.
You could have had a different name if you was going to be the one introduced to my relationship.
Right.
Like Tank or, you know, Boomer.
Slugger.
You know what I mean? Slugger. Yeah, you know.
Hammer. Yeah, any of that.
But Denson? You mother sucker.
There was some controversy, though, at the end of the San Diego State-Creighton game.
A little bit.
Yeah, Darian Trammell was fouled with 1.2 seconds left, went to the free throw line. Hit the second of two free throws. There was a long inbounds pass. There was some questions as to who the inbound pass went off of. It looked like there was about 3 seconds left, and then all of a sudden they just decided to go ahead.
0.3 seconds.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 0.03 seconds left, 0.3, and then they just decided that, no, that was the game, and they blew the whistle and waved it off. So afterwards, Greg McDermott, who was not happy, the head coach of Creighton, on the floor with the foul call and just some of the handling of the officiating late in that game. He talked about it. Here was the Creighton head coach.
I wasn't given an explanation. They just didn't think there was any time left. There was no call on the floor on whose ball it was, so I don't know. I'm not sure what they were reviewing. But I'm Pete, with all due respect, two teams played their tails off. Officiating's part of the game. We're not going to go there. We lost the game because we didn't do enough. And San Diego State did.
Yeah. That was him talking to Pete Thamel, by the way. Is it Thamel Camel? Is that what you call him? Thamel the Camel? Is that his nickname?
Yeah, the Thamel Camel. Yeah.
Thamel Camel.
So I know that he doesn't want to call out the officiating and all that. You can say whatever you want about whether it was a foul call or not a foul call. The whistle seemed like it came late, and I don't know that official necessarily had the angle to be able to make
that
call.
He had an awful view of it.
So that's the part that I have a problem with. In slow-mo, there was contact, but in real time, I just don't know that really would have impacted the shot.
I thought the best point that was made, and granted it was after the fact, and not that you have in real time the ability to do this, but when you watch the shot, When the player went up, he short-armed that. Like, there was no way that ball was altered by the touch of the left hand on his hip. He flat out just did not extend his arm up to finish the shot. Like, it was going to be short regardless. I thought the contact had nothing to do with that missed shot. And even worse was, to your point, the official was almost back near half court. And that's the one who ended up calling the foul. So I understand a foul's a foul. We should call him when we see him. But that was one where, like, did you see the foul? Did you actually see the contact? Because he seemed to be in an awful position to make a call that with 1.2 seconds left, that's game over. Like, you basically handed them the game.
Yeah, it's and then I think, you know, like Steratore was pointing out, like how they go through the officiating afterwards, and he's talking about blowing the whistle and that, you know, the clock wasn't started in time and all that. It's unfortunate that it came down to that, and Greg McDermott can play nice all he wants, but he was pissed off in real time and probably had a right to be. There was contact. Barkley was upset about it afterwards. They were trying to argue that, yeah, well, you know, the foul, it did impede the shot, but it just seemed like, to Brady's point, it was going to come up short. They talked about it afterwards, and now he hits, you know, one of two. It almost looked, as I watched the replay again, it was almost like the official was waiting to see whether or not the shot was going to go in, and then he called the foul. Had the shot gone in, there would have been no foul call. But it's because he missed the shot. That was how he determined whether or not he was going to blow the whistle. That's how I took it initially when I saw just the replay back the first time. But who the hell knows? It's unfortunate, but San Diego State's into the Final Four.
There you go.
So how about it? First time ever, the Aztecs. And by the way, we are on the great San Diego Sports 760, where it's the home of the Aztecs there. You know?
Nice.
How about that? Every morning. Rich Ornberger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fletch? Yeah, come on.
They play basketball like they play football. Like great defense. They're tough. They're physical. Like low-scoring games.
Do you guys have a certain particular team you're rooting for?
No.
Oh, FAU.
Okay. Over Miami?
I've got to root for the underdog.
You're going to go FAU over Larenaga? Just because the Boca Bowl?
The Boca Bowl every year, yeah.
Huh. I mean, what about you, LeVar? Nah. You got a rooting interest?
I want UConn to win.
UConn's going to smash everyone, though.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for them, but I want them to win.
Although, I will say this. That big number 15 from Miami, that kid's a stud. Huh. He's an absolute stud. It looks like there's like an actual NFL tight end playing basketball. Mm. That's what he looks like down there. Or maybe Dion. He's jacked.
Julius Peppers.
Yeah. He was jacked.
When's he getting in the Hall of Fame, by the way?
Isn't Julius Peppers.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
It's been a little bit.
First ballot, right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Julius Peppers, for those of you that don't remember, he used to play at North Carolina and was a lot bigger than everybody else out there.
I mean, yoked up.
Yeah.
Why don't go near him? Mama. There go that man.
By the way, UConn is the favorite, -125 in most places to win the national championship, followed
They're
by San Diego
right
State,
now.
Miami, and then Florida Atlantic. So there you go.
If I'm UConn, I'm looking at the rest of the pool like, just don't mess this up.
That's our opportunity.
Just don't mess this up. No one seeds. Like, just don't mess this up.
Do you think that CBS, like the broadcasting partners, college basketball, the city of Houston that's having the Final Four, there's going to be probably a few empty seats at this Final Four, I would think. And I do wonder what the numbers are going to be. I'm going to watch regardless because
so?
I love the Final Four.
I think there's enough basketball fans where it'll be filled up.
I don't know, man.
It'll be filled up.
Come on.
Well, I think there's going to be some disappointment from people in Houston who thought the Cougars were going to get there, and they did not. Houston did not. They came up short just like every other one seed in the tournament. But I just wonder what the vibe's going to be like there.
Don't disrespect the Owls like that, all right?
I'm not.
Hootie-hoo.
Yeah, listen.
They made a song about it.
I love Florida Atlantic.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're from Atlanta, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic, Atlanta. Yeah. Florida Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go.
Atlantic.
Atlanta-ick.
Yeah.
There you go. Atlantic.
I picked Florida Atlantic to win a game.
Okay.
Proud of myself. I had San Diego State losing to College of Charleston in the first round.
I had Arizona and Houston playing in the championship.
By the way, I saw a bunch of Memphis fans hating on FAU. They're like, well, they're going to call. They never should have been here in the first place. It's like, dude, don't detract away from what they've done. Just give them credit, all right? There's been bad officiating the entire tournament.
Yeah, that eliminates the other four wins they got in this tournament. And all those are now canceled because of one bad call. Get out of here. All this crying.
Well, Mark Cuban subscribes to that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's protesting a game, right? Yeah. How'd that go? That result in they get that win back or no? What a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like, we're playing this game under protest. Cool. What does that do?
It happened at the end of the third quarter, by the way.
Well, that's not enough time to recover.
It dictated the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
They're protesting it. Wow. That's how it happens, you know? These referees, these poor guys out here, these referees are impacting people's lives, man.
Yep.
Shame on you, referees.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Shame on you.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe, though. It is Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we have a little bit of a reunion, but everything has gone the way of one team in the NFL. We'll tell you who that is right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up later on this hour, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out. It's always a fun way to close up shop here, especially on a Monday. So we'll be answering some questions, sports, non-sports, you name it. It's yours again before we close up shop here at FSR. We do have ourselves a little bit of a reunion in the NFL. How about Bobby Wagner? Back with the Seattle Seahawks, the one-year experiment with the LA Rams, which is weird because I thought he signed like a five-year deal. I don't get it. I thought he signed that five-year deal, and ended up getting like $20 million guaranteed, and then he just got released like that. That's unfortunate. Because those contracts, when we see the number of years added to those contracts, they always get those number of years.
Yeah, and he negotiated his own deal. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. If you got $20 million up front, for an off-the-ball linebacker for 1 year, that's a great deal.
So he's going to be 33 next year. He was, I would argue, probably the Rams' best player last year. He was a second-team yep. All-Pro. What do you have, like 140 tackles or something like that? Like yeah, he had a really, really good year. you know, played the whole year, and now he goes back to Seattle, and he, you know, it's the reunion. He signs a 1-year deal. Reportedly, I think it's like $7 million, but it feels like this is kind of where he was hoping that things headed. And when you just look at what's happened with Seattle over the past year, since trading away Russell Wilson, everything has come up gold for them. The draft class was a home run. That Geno Smith turned into a really good quarterback last year. They made the playoffs. Russell Wilson's season completely backfired, and they had a meltdown. They beat the Denver Broncos to open up last year. You had all these former players that are now all of a sudden in support of Pete Carroll and all that. It just feels like everything has gone the way of the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, and by the way, they own Denver's pick, so they're sitting with a top 5 pick in the NFL draft, and they could end up with potentially the best player in the draft if Jalen Carter's sitting there at 5, and a lot of people think that he may be, and that the Seattle Seahawks would be a place for him to go. So it just feels like everything is lined up perfectly for the Seattle Seahawks over the past 12 months or so.
You know what's odd is I kind of feel like that first game when Pete brought back all those former players, that there was something behind that that Wagner saw and probably said, you know what, I think I'm good. I think I'm good to go back there and probably finish my career there. Because, you know, look, he went to a division rival, which is kind of tough when you play your entire career at the Seahawks and have as much success as he's had. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, by the way, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So then to go to the Rams, which is a little tough because you're going to see your former team twice a year, and then to go back after 1 year, it kind of signals to me that if there was anything that wasn't right between Pete and Bobby Wagner, it was made right at some point. Whether it was this season or some other point in time, it was made right, and that's awesome because, again, he's a Hall of Fame player. He gets to finish his career in Seattle, which is pretty cool.
I'm a Bobby Wagner fan. 140 tackles is amazing.
By the way, he's 9th all-time in total tackles in NFL history. Jesus.
Wax can play, man.
And he's a 6-time All-Pro. Yeah, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, easily.
So you look at the credentials, Super Bowl champ, yep. 8 Pro Bowls.
Yep.
My God. Like, and it's kind of, is it under the radar? Like, he doesn't seem like he gets a lot of the...
No, I don't think it's under the radar. Bobby Wagner has earned his props a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, he's very well respected. So, is this his last year? You know, I don't know. But going back to Seattle, usually when you leave a team and you go to a divisional, an interdivisional opponent, that means that there is bad blood because you want to see that team that you're not there for, that you're not playing for anymore. You want to have the opportunity to prove who you are to them twice a year. So for him to come back after one season, for one, I mean, clearly he was getting out of Dodge here in L.A. And for two, Seattle doesn't look very bad.
No.
Like, they could end up being a pretty doggone good team this year. So, I don't know what happens with Geno. If that was a 1-year deal, or if that's going to continue on, but if I'm Bobby Wagner, you definitely can solidify. He's already solidified his career, but you could say he's solidifying the end of his career, the end of his illustrious Hall of Fame career where it all started. Which, I mean, in a way, that's I think that's pretty cool.
Let me ask you guys this. Who are you more confident in having a successful year again based on what they did last year and had just gotten a new deal? Daniel Jones or Geno Smith? Who are you more confident
Geno Smith.
I totally agree. That's why I think Seattle's going to win that division. I'm not sold on San Fran at quarterback.
Geno Smith.
What's wrong with Geno Smith?
I'm not sold on Daniel Jones either, but I think there's the possibility that Truck Nuts has definitely had a nice. I think he has a nice balance that he's created, and I think he'll build on that. So I think by default, by Daniel way, Jones will have a good year.
He's talking about Brian Daboll, for those of you that are
listening. There are times when I think LeVar forgets his name, and I love the fact that he goes there.
No, Brian Daboll. Yeah, I just like using y'all shtick sometimes.
Dump truck nuts.
I thought that would give us a little bit of comic relief.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, truck nuts.
Truck nuts.
I think Seattle's winning the West next year. I don't buy San Francisco's quarterback situation. I think it's messy, and I think Seattle, based on what they did in the draft last year, Geno Smith. They're only going to get better. They've got, like we said, the top five pick here. Bobby Wagner's coming back.
You didn't even mention the Rams.
Oh, God,
I'm not even going to mention them.
Oh, no, not even close. I think they'll be better because I think they're going to be healthier, and I think, you know, Sean McVay's got something to prove. But I think the Rams know what their reality is, and the Arizona Cardinals are going to be a disaster.
You think so?
They're picked to be the worst team in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Arizona's awful. And that team was a playoff team a little over a year ago.
I think San Fran will be the team. Even with the quarterback situation, I think they'll be the team. I'm not a big fan. I don't know that Trey Lance can do it. I don't think he can do it. But I believe Kyle Shanahan's play calling. I've seen him with too many quarterbacks figure out how to make things work. I would have more confidence in the Niners at this point. Like, I think Seattle will be a good team. I think they'll be a competitive team. I just don't know how competitive they'll be. I'm not all the way sold on – I'm not on the Geno Smith bandwagon either, though. Sorry.
Is it that West Virginia rivalry? Is that what that is?
I don't
is?
Have a rivalry with them. They're West Ooh. Virginia. They're in our backyard.
Yeah, but isn't Pittsburgh-West Virginia kind of a rivalry?
They're our backyard.
Is that what you call them?
But I went to Penn State, so I'm not a part of the brawl. You know, that's Pitt and Pitt, West Virginia.
Yeah, so what is the feeling for the state of Pennsylvania? They look at West Virginia as what?
We look down on them.
Why is that?
Because they're West Virginia.
Okay.
Well, because there's a lot of, you know.
Mountaineers.
A lot of what?
Mountaineers.
A lot of Kevin Pitt snoggle.
There are a lot
of. No, I was going to say, you know, Vincent and Dustin and all that.
Okay. Yeah. Close quarters. Man,
we did go there for gambling, though, before it was like as popular and as open and accepted as and legal as it is now. We did go to Wheeling, you know, see the dogs.
The Wheeling Nailers.
Well, yeah. Wheeling, West Virginia. Yep. Go to the casino, go see the dogs race, all that stuff.
That's the Penguins ECHL team, the Wheeling Nailers.
Nice.
How about that? Go Pens.
Go Pens. Yep. All right.
How about that, huh? A little hockey talk
go
for you.
Go Vincent.
Yeah.
Go Speed Denson. Go Speed Denson.
Not done yet, Dustin.
Just hold on.
Wait your turn, dude. All right. We are brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover
what do you
credit
mean,
cards.
You want seconds?
Automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. By the way, speaking of the NFC West, is DeAndre Hopkins going to get traded or no? Like, is that happening? Because it feels like that's been in the works and still we got nothing to show for it. Jonathan Gannon was saying, well, I'm operating as if he's a Cardinal right now. That's how we're operating. Like, why wouldn't they just part ways with him and just, if you're going to do a rebuild, just start go from the floor up and just move on from him?
It looks like Buffalo, from all things I've seen. I mean, I know we're hearing other teams.
Oh.
Well, it looks like he's at least bidding for Buffalo.
Does Buffalo really need DeAndre Hopkins?
I don't know.
I mean, can he play running back?
Does that mean they're moving on from Stephon Diggs?
I don't know.
Yeah, all of a sudden that thing turned out to be a problem.
That kind of went left last game.
Yeah, and then it just has stayed there.
Yeah.
I thought him and Josh Allen were like best friends.
I would not be looking for DeAndre to replace the production of one Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, agreed.
We'll see. He would be an addition. But
5.5. That's the win total for the Arizona Cardinals right now in DraftKings. 5.5. That's how bad that team is.
Wow, that's a poor grade.
Yeah,
they're poor awful. Prediction.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, I want to give LeVar credit on something. He called this out. He was 100% spot on.
They got to do. They got to bring some of the East Coast road workers out to the West Coast because they've been working on potholes for years. And every time a couple of sprinkles drop out of the sky, people are blowing their tires left and right on potholes.
That's why I didn't come out last week.
An entire freeway is shut down right now because they're fixing potholes.
It's crazy. I saw so many accidents, man. It's crazy.
What the hell's going on out here?
Every time you turn around, you can't avoid a big-ass pothole in the middle of the highway. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's falling apart out here.
Yeah, man.
All of it.
On the East Coast, you just throw some salt on it. There you go. Throw that salt down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the way they put it down, so that you're going to be able to handle, you know, inclement weather conditions, like just harsh weather climates. It don't seem like they do that here. It's like, oh my gosh, it's raining. It's raining for more than 2 days. Then the highways and the roads start to drop in. Like literally.
Yeah.
Drop in.
Like they're swallowing cars.
Yes.
Certain roads have literally swallowed
yes.
cars
like
out here.
Straight sinkholes. The entire car. I don't, it's kind of scary, man.
Yeah, they don't need
you're laughing, but I'm telling you, I was seeing it.
That.
I'm like driving. I'm like, it was like some like I like legend
it's
type
like
stuff.
War like, of the Worlds.
Yeah, bro. It's like the end of the world was here.
The car literally just disappeared, just fell right through his
out of there. Like, where'd it go? Oh, there. Now I'm in
man.
It. You know, like, no way.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, listen.
And go and get your boy.
Be safe out there. Thank God for Tire Rack, I'll tell you that. And thank God for Progressive Insurance, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's
and
true.
Right now it is time for our Progressive Play of the Day.
And the celebration for San Diego State on the right side lets everybody know that they are not even going to continue this ball game. It is over. The San Diego State Aztecs, for the first time in program history, will head to the Final Four. They will take on FAU in Houston.
There it is. San Diego State gets it done. They are on to the Final Four. That call courtesy of Westwood One. That is your Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So San Diego State is on to the Final Four. And right now they are the second, as we mentioned earlier, second when it comes to the odds on winning the national championship. San Diego State at a plus 360 or 400 in certain places wherever you look. So for those of you out there that want to get your gambling on, our West Coast audience listening on the home of the Aztecs, San Diego Sports 760, a little bit of there's some money to be had there if you believe in your Aztecs.
It's all East Coast, huh? Not much of a showing from the West Coast in basketball, huh?
We're talking about San Diego State and
that's the only one.
Yeah, but you know,
Diego State and
what are you talking about? They don't have any snapback like that. What are you talking about?
I mean, the fact they're able to do it with all these potholes out here, I think that just shows how far that program has come and how far West Coast basketball
has come.
You
definitely could do some crossover drills.
With,
you ever see that game, the maze, where you got the little ball? The little silver ball, and you got to use the sides of it to guide it to try to get it all the way through the maze without it going through the holes. You dribble like that around here with these potholes, you get real good at basketball.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the maze.
That's how it is.
There you go.
So there we go.
Back them down.
Yeah,
but if you mess up, you're gonna break an ankle.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, me neither.
No, I don't want that for
you. Yeah, I hear you.
That's
man.
Too much pain.
Yep.
Yeah.
For some people, not for me.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Go break your ankle. Show us.
No. I'm good. All right, so coming up next here, though, it is a tradition. Every single day we close up shop with a little something called You In or You Out. It's yours right here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. If you miss any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. It'll be posted up shortly after we go off the air. We'll be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific. We're going to try and do the impossible. If there's no new development in the Lamar Jackson situation, we will try and come up with a new angle. We will try somehow, some way to come up with a new angle to see if we can get LeVar to want to jump right back into the Lamar Jackson conversation.
Yeah.
Considering
come on, LeVar.
Yeah,
come
let's
on,
have some fun, LeVar.
Out.
Do you think?
I'm out.
You're not doing it?
I'm not going to.
Okay, well, we will do our best on that. But right now, though, before we get into another edition of You In or You Out, I want to let you know we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
This is really big news.
Two pros in a cup of Joe want you to know. If they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, Lee Delap, executive producer, what do we got for today?
Guys, it's the decision we've all been waiting on. It is the finale of The Bachelor. Tonight, Zach introduces the
Who's
final
we?
Two. Everybody in America, right?
Not me.
Zach introduces the final two women to his family and contemplates the decision that will forever change all their lives. He will be taking Gabby on a romantic horse ride.
I'm out.
And Katie on a breathtaking
out.
Hike.
Out.
This will be airing tonight, 5 o'clock.
Out.
Pacific, 8 Eastern. Well, excuse me, 8 o'clock Eastern. 2-hour finale. You guys in or out?
So out.
Is this on Fox? Is this a Fox
no,
show?
No, this is on ABC.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
Out.
I don't get it. And you know who really likes The Bachelor and does a segment on it? Petros. No,
oh,
Petros.
Oh.
Petros Papadakis loves The Bachelor. He loves. I don't get it. I have a buddy who's into it too. I don't understand.
I don't know.
What's entertaining about it?
I don't get it. I just remember when I was at the Hermosa Pier, and someone had walked up and asked if I wanted to participate, and I said, "No, I'm married." They're like, "We can work around that." I'm like, "That's a problem." like that's a problem.
We could work around that.
Yeah, cool. I can't.
It's all just so scripted and so fake.
Somebody should have found Denson.
It's yeah. so fake.
Denson will work around the marriage
hey,
thing.
By the way, how about Brady just telling us on the air that he could have been the Bachelor?
How about that? I mean, would that be shocking or surprising?
It was for the Bachelorette, so I would have been a contestant.
Which would you prefer to be on, the Bachelor or the Bachelorette?
I'd rather cut off my my small pinky toe.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
That was close.
Say something else.
I know that was close.
Yeah, but I was with you. I'd rather cut that off too.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Well, I mean, what's the point of your pinky toe anyway?
I mean, what's the point of having it?
Seriously. With like a dull pizza cutter, I'd rather cut it off.
Wow.
Great point.
Hard.
It's a great point.
All right. Well, you drove that point home.
What else, Lee?
Guys, good news if you're out on The Bachelor. The 2023 iHeart Radio Music Awards is on Fox, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. Lenny Kravitz hosts and performs in the 10th annual iHeart Radio Music Awards, which celebrates the most played artists and songs on iHeart Radio stations and iHeart Radio app through 2022, while also offering a preview of the upcoming hits of the year.
Woo!
In.
Yeah, in. Yeah.
iHeart. Yeah. Love it.
I was trying to go. I'm going to go next year. But yeah, I'm in.
You got enough pull.
Why aren't you going tonight?
I wasn't invited.
Where is it?
You could get an invite.
Yeah, I didn't. So, I would love to get one, though, so I could go.
Yeah.
I want to go. Seems and like I'm a big Lenny Kravitz fan, so the fact that I'm going to miss that performance, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. I'm going to watch. I'm in.
Lenny's a star.
And he's still yoked up, man.
Yeah, he is.
And he looks like he's like 25.
Yeah, he didn't age at all.
Yeah.
Like, actually, the older he gets, like, I think it, like, he looks better, like, the older he gets. Like, Lenny Kravitz
I'm
is...
I'm not going to get carried away on it, but
I'm just saying,
I got a lot of respect and love for Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Big fan. All right. Go iHeart.
There you go.
What else, Lee?
Oh, geez.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that is right.
Okay, Denson.
Guys,
his middle name?
Last week we had talked about UEFA, the qualifying matches. This week we got CONCACAF Nations League in its second edition, with the competition featuring every national team in North America. USA will be looking to defend its Nations League trophy after claiming the inaugural edition of the competition against Mexico last time. Tonight you could watch USA take on El Salvador at 7:30 Eastern on TNT. Are you in or are you out?
Out. Sorry.
O-U-T.
I mean, what are we doing?
I don't care. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't care.
I got more important things to do. So, yeah, I'm out.
Like, what else do you have to do?
Well, I mean, it's the last, Monday before WrestleMania. So, you know, there's a lot's going to go down there on, you know.
It's also the last Monday of March.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
You got Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it's a good point. There's
every Monday Night Raw is that for LeVar.
Plus, we got...
Tuesday Night Raw, Wednesday Night Raw, Thursday Night Raw.
You know what?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday Night Raw.
Hey.
LeVar Raw.
Yeah. You're higher. Brady Quinn is back, folks. There it is. He's back. Knew it.
Every day Raw.
Yeah. Knew he was back. What else we got, Lee?
Guys, the MLB season is right around the corner, and the Rays are offering a pass for fans to attend all home games in a single month for $50 or the entire 81-game slate for $250. For the Rays fans. This is Tampa Bay Rays. But it's standing room only. Fans who buy the ballpark pass will have several viewing areas. First come, first serve basis, including center field porch, party deck above left field, the ballpark, and rec bar, and the left field ledge drink rail. But not a seat, and they will be enforcing this strongly. Standing room only.
$200 for the whole year?
$250 for the whole year.
In. That's a great deal.
Why don't they give a drink discount, too?
That'd be a good call.
Because they really want you to go there and booze.
Yes.
Like that's what this is about.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Are the Rays any good?
Booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually good.
Yeah.
They're good, but it's notoriously hard to get to the stadium, from what I hear.
Huh. Is it?
Yeah, they need
well, it's not in the best area, so.
What's wrong with Tampa? Or is it in St. Pete?
It's actually in St. Pete's, I believe.
What's the issue with St. Pete?
There's some rough parts, you know.
Like what?
The stadium might be around some rough parts.
Like what goes on in those rough parts?
I don't know.
Is there a chance that like some of the Florida stories on the BQ News are centered in and around St. Petersburg? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there could be. Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Look, for $250 and it's standing room only, that's great. Just cruise around. Have a couple of cocktails, get some booze in your system, and next thing you know, you're watching the Rays, and you're out of there by the eighth inning. If you want to head home, escape some of the dangers of St. Petersburg, I'm in, man.
Yeah, how many night games do they have?
I don't know. I don't value the boozing that much to go stand for an entire nine innings of
half
baseball.
Off Long Island.
I'm in.
Okay. Like half Long Island for the entire year.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll take a knee.
Yeah. That'd be fun. All right, Lee, we got one more.
Knee pads and Long Islands. All right, I'm back. I'm in. Raw.
Batter up.
Guys, the History Channel's Greatest of All Time, hosted by Peyton Manning this week. He counts down the top 10 dynamic duos of all time. Last week it was toys. This week it's dynamic duos. Are you in or you out?
Out.
I'm in.
What does that mean?
I'm not quite sure.
Like Batman and Robin.
Yeah, there you go. Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay.
Left and right.
Still watching.
Yeah. It's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point.
Vincent and Dustin.
Yeah.
That was a winner.
Yes, there
that
it is.
That was a winner. Yes, it was.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.